Welcome to your daily financial services news wrap. I'm Paige Estritori, bringing you this update on behalf of Financial Services Online. Friday, October 24th, 2025, has proven to be a momentous day for Australia's financial landscape. We're seeing a surge in the investor lending market, pushing Australian mortgages to an 8-year peak as of June 2025. An impressive 38% of new mortgages are now held by investors, the highest mark we've seen since 2017. This increase represents close to 50,000 loans and is principally driven by the Reserve Bank of Australia's recent interest rate cuts and the rental market's heated demand. Notably, Melbourne's inner-city locales are attracting significant interest. But all potential investors, it's worth noting that there's always an equilibrium to strike between the opportunities these cuts present and the inherent risks in property investment. Meanwhile, Australia's financial system resilience has been affirmed according to the Reserve Bank of Australia's October 2025 Financial Stability Review. With the world still contending with the likes of high government debt and geopolitical tensions, it's a relief that the domestic financial landscape continues to remain robust. The report also reassures consumers and businesses of the financial sector's strength, but as always, stresses continued vigilance. In maritime business news, Engage Marine, buoyed with a recent partnership with PGIM Private Capital, has an exciting plan for national expansion. PGIM Private Capital's financial solution not only promises a firm foundation for future ventures, but also forecasts potential enhancements in Australia's marine services, better serving boat owners across the country. In international financial market news, motorcycle manufacturer KTM AG from Austria has secured a monumental 600 million euro in funding. Aided by major shareholder Bajaj Auto, KTM can now address debts exceeding 2 billion euro and propel forward its financial restructuring that started last year. This lifeline brightens KTM's future and ensures that its innovative offerings and competitive financing will remain available to Australian customers. And that wraps up your daily financial services news for Friday, October 24th, 2025. Remember to visit us for all your finance and money management needs at financialservicesonline.com.au. This is Paige Estritori, signing out on behalf of Financial Services Online. Stay financially savvy, Australia, and join us again for the next update.